See, Joe, that's why your parents told you not to jump on the bed.
In the morning.
Went down to the docks. Hey, bet you didn't know you can get it wholesale. I didn't know there were docks.
Hey, hey.
Oh, is it broken?
No. I'm going to wear this thing for a couple of weeks.
Did you tell the doctor you did it jumping up and down on your bed?
No. Had a whole story worked out, but then Chandler sold me out.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't think the doctor was going to buy that it just fell out of the socket.
What is this? Fruit?
Yeah, Monica's making jam.
Whoa, jam? I love jam.
Hey, how come we never have jam at our place? Because the kids need new shoes.
On into business, people. I'm sick and tired of being depressed about Richard. I need a plan. Plan to get over my man. What's the opposite of man? Jam. Oh, Joey, don't. It's way too hot.
This will just be my batch.
That's it. No. Hey, you, J. Crew guy. Yeah. Why have you been following me? I mean, all week long, everywhere I look, there's you.
You wouldn't return my calls. You sent back my letters.
What?
One more chance, Ursula, please.
Oh, well, this is awkward.
What?
Yeah, because you want Ursula, and I'm Phoebe. Twin sisters. Seriously.
Oh, that's great. I'm stalking the wrong woman. I am such a dingus.
You're not a dingus.
I want you to know, I didn't used to be like this. Before I met your sister, I was like this normal guy who sold beepers and cellular phones.
Well, I mean, look, it's not your fault, you know? I mean, this is what she does to guys, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Wait, you know what? I got a little story. When I was in junior high school, I went through this period where I thought I was a witch. And there was this guidance counselor who said something to me that I think will help you a lot. He said, okay, you're not a witch, you're just an average student. See what I'm saying?
Not really.
Well, get over it. I mean, you seem like a really nice guy. You know, you're so hard on yourself, okay?
You're right. I know you're right. And thanks for being so nice.
Thanks a lot. Do you want to get a cup of coffee? Or?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But you don't have to walk behind me anymore.
Sorry.
Vaughn?
Mom?
Gone for more jars, back later, Monica Geller.
Wait a minute. Look.
What?
Look.
What?
It's an empty apartment.
Oh.
We're all alone in an empty apartment.
Oh, honey, come on. I have to be at work in like 10 minutes. All right. Well, it's not like I'm employee of the year or anything.
There it is.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Do I look fat?
No.
No.
Okay, I accept that. When Janice asked me and I said no, she took that to mean that I was calling her a cow.
Okay, walk us through it, honey. Walk us through it.
Okay, well, Janice said, hi, do I look fat today? And I looked at her.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You looked at her? You never look. You just answer. It's like a reflex. Do I look fat? No. Is she prettier than I am? No. Does size matter?
No.
And it works both ways.
Okay, so you both just know this stuff?
You know, after about 30 or 40 fights, you kind of catch on.
Okay, for instance, let's say Janice is coming back from a trip, and she gives you two options. Option number one, she'll take a cab home from the airport, or option number two, you can meet her at baggage claim. What do you do?
That's easy, baggage claim.
Wrong, now you're single. It's actually secret option number three. You meet her at the gate. That way she knows you love her.
Hmm. Okay, this is good, this is good. All right, listen, I have one. Janice likes to cuddle at night, which, you know, I'm all for. But, you know, when you want to go to sleep, you want some space. So, you know, how do I tell her that without, you know, accidentally calling her fat or something?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. We can't help you there because we're cuddly sleepers.
Okay, I'm late for work.
Oh.
All right, are you guys going to come down?
Yeah. I'm right behind you.
Okay, good luck, Chandler.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, honey.
Okay, the sleeping thing. Very tricky business, but there is something you can do.
I thought you guys were cuddly sleepy.
No. No, not cuddly, not me, just her. I'm like you. I need the room. Okay, come here. Okay. You're in bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the cushion.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in bed. She's over on your side, cuddling. Now, you wait for her to drift off, and then you hug her and roll her over to her side of the bed. And then you roll away. Hug for her. Roll for you.
Okay, the old hug and roll.
Yep.
Okay, one question.
Shoot.
You're pretending the pillow's a girl, right?
Remember when you were a kid and your mom would drop you off at the movies with a jar of jam and a little spoon?
You're so pretty.
Hi.
Hey, Phoebe.
Hey, oh, you know that guy who's been following me? I talked to him today.
You talked to him? Are you crazy?
Okay. First, I'm not crazy, and second, say it. Don't spray it.
Right.
Anyway, his name is Malcolm, and he wasn't following me. I mean, he was, but just because he thought I was Ursula, ugh. And that's why he couldn't just come up and talk to me, because of the restraining order.
Not feeling better about Malcolm.
No, he's not like a kook. No, he's just this, like, very passionate, incredibly romantic guy that just got, like, a teensy bit carried away, you know? And we just get along really well, and he's so cute.
Oh, my God. You've got a crush on your sister's stalker.
No, just going to help him, you know, get de-Ursulized, like, you know, like I did for Joey after he went out with her.
But I didn't stalk her, I mean.
They asked for the news, not the weather. Oh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mon.
Hey, Mon.
Joey, this is for you. It's blackberry currant.
Oh.
Okay, Joe, I gotta ask. The girl from the Xerox place, buck naked, or a big tub of jam?
Put your hands together.
Take your time with that. That's my last batch.
No more jam?
Well, what happened to your jam plan?
I figured out I need to charge $17 a jar just to break even. So I've got a new plan now. Babies.
Well, you're going to need much bigger jars.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about me having a baby.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. The great thing about the jam plan was I was taking control of my life. So I asked myself, what is the most important thing to me in the world? And that's when I came up with the baby plan.
Well, aren't you forgetting something? What is that guy's name? Dad?
It took me 28 years to find one man that I want to spend my life with. If I have to wait another 28 years, then I'll be 56 before I can have a baby. And that's just stupid.
That's what's stupid?
I don't need an actual man. Just a couple of his best swimmers. You know? And there are places that you can go to get that stuff.
Down at the docks again? Night-night, Bing-a-ling.
Night-night, Janice.
Look at all that room on her side. You could fit a giant penguin over there. That'd be weird, though. Okay. Hug and roll time. I'm hugging. I'm hugging. You're rolling and... Yes! Freedom! Yeah, except for this arm. I'm stuck. Stuck arm. Okay, time for the old tablecloth trick. One fluid motion. Quick like cat. Quick like cat. And one. Two. Three!
Here's my binoculars.
Oh, great. Great. You're doing great, you know, real strong, going strong. Keep going.
These are my night vision goggles. This is the book I pretend to read when I'm watching her in the park. And these are Mad Libs. They're just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the log I kept, recording her every movement. Do you want to hear something from it?
Not even a little bit.
It's about you.
Oh, okay, then.
I met Phoebe today. She is really nice to me, even though I'm such a loser.
Oh.
And then when I was walking home, I thought about her a lot. It was weird, but kind of cool.
Good. So what were you thinking?
I was thinking what it'd be like to kiss you.
Really?
No.
Oh.
See, that's just something I said now so that maybe I could kiss you.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all right. I just had a jar of mustard.
Okay, sperm donor number 03815. Come on down.
Hey, 6'2", 170 pounds, and he describes himself as a male Gina Davis.
You mean there's more than one of us?
You can't do this, Mom. All right, if you do this, I'm gonna tell Mom.
Hey, I'm sorry, but he's right. I love you, but you're crazy.
Crazy.
What? Why? Why is this crazy? So this isn't the ideal way to do something.
Oh, it's not the ideal
way? Lips moving, still talking. It may not be ideal, but I'm so ready. No, I see the way Ben looks at you. It makes me ache, you know?
Check it out, jam crackers.
Okay. All right, how's this? 27, Italian-American guy. He's an actor. Born in Queens. Wow, big family. 7 sisters. And he's the only boy. Oh, my God. Under personal comments, New York Knicks rule.
Yeah, the Knicks rule.
you.
Let me see. All right. Yeah.
When did you go to a sperm bank?
Well, right after I did that sex study down at NYU.
Hey, remember that sweater I gave you for your birthday? And that's how you bought it?
No. That's what I was wearing when I donated. I'm kind of surprised there's any of my boys left.
Well, honey, it is pretty competitive. I mean, I've got an actual rocket scientist here.
Hey, maybe I should call this place and get him to put my Days of Our Lives gig on here. You know, juice this puppy up a little.
Hey!
Hey. How's the maniac?
Oh, he's yummy. We did a little kissing.
Phoebe, what are you doing?
Oh, no. You know what? He's not into that stuff anymore. He quit for me.
Phoebe, this guy has been obsessed with your sister for God knows how long, okay? You don't just give up something like that.
Look, he gave me his night vision goggles and everything.
You're taking the word of a guy who has night vision goggles?
What? He's not still following her. You think he's still following her?
Phoebe, wake up and smell the restraining order.
What are you saying I should do?
I think that if you really like this guy, you should just trust him.
Thank you, Monica.
Or you could follow him and see where he goes.
Oh, that's what I would do. Forget mine.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Oh, God. Crazy Chandler. He spun me off the bed.
Wow. Spinning. That sounds like fun.
Oh. I wish. No, yeah, he was just trying up Ross's hug and roll thing.
Ross is what?
You know, like where he hugs you and he kind of rolls you away and... Oh, my God.
Phoebe?
Yes. Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just here looking for my, my part of an old sandwich. Here it is!
Oh. Were you following me?
Perhaps. Yes, I'm sorry. I was just afraid that you were still hung up on my sister.
So you spied on me. I can't believe you don't trust me.
Oh, well, what do you know? There goes my identical twin sister. Just walking along, looking like me. Well, is this just like a freakish coincidence, or did you know that she takes this train?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop, but I couldn't. I'm so pathetic.
No, it's not your fault. No, it's partly my fault. Because I made you quit cold turkey. Sorry, no. Okay, well, I mean, I can't date you anymore. Because you're, you know... Wow! But I will definitely help you get over my sister. Okay? Just stop me for a while. Huh? Yeah, and I'll be like an Ursula patch.
I don't know.
Yeah, just... Okay, look, I'm going. Come on. Ooh, behind the pillar. Ooh, which way am I going to go?
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you going?
To the bank.
Sperm or regular?
Sperm.
So you're really doing it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Picked a guy. 37135.
He sounds nice.
Say so. Got brown hair and green eyes.
No kidding.
What?
But I figured you would have picked a blonde guy.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I always pictured you ending up with one of those tall, smart blonde guys named, like, Hoyt.
Hoyt.
It's a name, yeah. I saw you in this, you know, this great house with a big pool.
Yeah. Is he a swimmer?
He's got the body for it. Huh?
I like that. What?
You guys have one of those signs that says, "We don't swim in your toilets, so don't pee in our pool," you know?
We do not have one of those signs.
Sure you do. It was a gift from me. Oh, and you have these three great kids.
Two girls and a boy?
Yeah.
And they wear those little water wings, you know, and they're running around on the deck. And then Hoyt wraps this big towel around all three of them.
Sure. But, hey, you know, this way sounds good, too.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy's an astronaut? That would have been cool. For like a day.
I called the sperm bank today. They haven't sold a single unit of Tribbiani. Nobody wants my product. I don't get it, you know? Maybe if they met me in person.
Honey, you got a little thing in your...
Oh. Yeah. Get it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Jan, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. What's up?
Just one additional relationship thought. Something you're probably already familiar with. Women talk.